You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to our program.
Yes, welcome to everybody.
We are Nick and Mary Angela, and our program is Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. So happy to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for listening to all the listeners in Toronto, the rest of Canada, United States, and around the world. And again, to the dear and close friends of ours at All Saints Church.
Indeed.
So before we start, it's the usual preparation. We ask that you sit back and just take some time. And light that candle of hope.
We light that candle and just breathe.
Yeah, let's be in the moment. As Ignatian spirituality taught us, I'll have a little bit more to say about that. Just let us be in the moment, mm-hmm. and Christ at the center and Holy Spirit enlighten us.
Yeah, that lighting that candle allows us to focus, right?
Focus on the light.
Yes.
Light of Christ.
Indeed. And so our prayer intentions this evening, I'd like to pray for Zio Beppino, the repose of his soul. We pray for Maria, for John, for Leon, Sil, Jim, Alana, Tim, Marie-José.
And I just want to pray for, I was just recently at a retreat in Manresa. So all the intentions that we prayed for there and all the retreatants and all the staff at Manresa, we keep you in our prayers.
And we also pray for peace in the Ukraine and peace in the world, and also to an end to this pandemic. So our opening prayer. We praise you, Lord. Change our lives, change our hearts to be messengers of Easter joy and hope. We make our prayer through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen. So this evening, because it's the month of April, we start with, we're still in Lent, and yes. It goes into Easter halfway through. So,
right.
Because this show is repeated, mm-hmm. throughout the month of April. So we don't know if you're listening to it though, during Lent,
beginning
or after when Easter yes. has occurred. So we'll try to incorporate, basically our journey, our Lenten journey,
Easter, into Easter
and the resurrection.
Yeah.
So, we hope you've had a great Lent. The 40 days,
mm-hmm.
you know,
we're getting closer and closer, right? To
yeah.
Easter. Yes. At the beginning of the month. And,
you know, and, also we're going to pray the Stations of the Cross, and
which leads up into, the Holy Week.
Yeah. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the cross, a little bit of understanding on the crucifixion and the resurrection.
Yes.
So let
which
us.
Which is Easter, right?
Easter, yeah. So let us begin our show. So how we're going to start is basically a recap of the whole Lenten journey leading us to Easter and just a little bit after. So what we'll do, we usually do this at the end, but we decided to do this at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
as a recap.
Yes.
As a refresher.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is one of us will say a word. And then the other person is going to explain what it means. So basically the whole journey from the baptism of our Lord, not our Lord, but Jesus, when Jesus was baptized in the desert,
mm-hmm.
up until his crucifixion and maybe a little bit after.
Until his resurrection, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first word is repent.
So we repent at the baptism of when St. John the Baptist baptize Jesus with the Holy Spirit.
Preparation.
Preparation is what Jesus did in the desert to protect himself as a shield from evil.
Deliverance.
And this took place over 40 days of temptation in the desert, a time of formation, because 40 is, that's what it stands for in the Bible. And And it, you know, it means Quaresima in Italian, meaning quarantine.
Yeah, 40.
The 40 days of Jesus in the desert.
And something we all need a lot more of these days is patience.
So that's the first thing. One of the three things we learned at the beginning of Lent. So Marian just said patience. How do we do it? By prayer.
Indeed. Hunger.
So we're asked to, you know, to fast during Lent.
Yes. And that's an important part. Yeah. Grace.
And grace is by almsgiving or sharing your talents. So we've just shared with you the three main things we can do or we are asked to do during Lent. Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.
Yeah.
So now as we go through the Lenten journey, we move to Holy Week.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the word we're going to share?
Restored.
What happens here, restored, that's when Jesus restored Lazarus and he unbound him and he came back to life.
Humility.
So later on, Jesus enters into Jerusalem and everyone is shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna, here is the King as he entered Jerusalem.
And the word we began the show with is focus.
So as Jesus enters into Jerusalem, we go on to Holy Thursday. And the focus there is the Eucharist. This is my body, which Jesus shares at the Last Supper.
A big focus, isn't it? Obedience.
So this is what Jesus, he's asked to do in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he says to God, it is not my will, but your will be done.
Awareness.
Awareness is what happened when Jesus asked the three disciples, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Which basically the hour in the garden has been what we do now is the 1 hour of adoration. So we need to be aware.
Mm-hmm. Integrity.
Integrity is what Jesus had. Even when Judas kissed him and sent him to the Romans, even when he said, greetings, Rabbi.
Yes. Silent.
This is what Jesus did when he was confronted by Pontius Pilate. And he says, are you the king? Right? And Jesus was silent.
How about surrender?
This is another thing that Jesus did when Pilate mocked him and he said to the crowds, look at him. Behold the man. Mm-hmm. Jesus just, you know, he didn't fight it. He knew that this was the plan of God.
So it's letting go, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Endurance.
Endurance is what Jesus needed after Pontius Pilate said, okay, let us put him to the crucifixion. And what Jesus needed when he was doing the Via Crucis, you know, it was so hard with all the Roman soldiers and everyone whipping him and mocking him.
Mm-hmm. This is a huge word, sacrifice.
So this is what Jesus did during the Via Crucis leading up to the cross. Jesus died or gave himself up. For our sins, he sacrificed himself.
Strength.
Strength is what Jesus showed when he fell down 3 times. He didn't stay down. He kept giving up.
He kept getting up every time, didn't he?
Yes.
Forgive.
That's what Jesus always did, but especially when he said on the cross, forgive them for they do not know what they do. Even after they did all those mean and nasty things to him.
That's so hard. But yeah, he did that. Faith.
Faith is what is shown when Mary was at the foot of the cross of Jesus, where she stood at the foot of the cross.
She was that stronghold, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Abandonment.
This is what happens when Jesus said, it is finished.
Again, just a letting go. Yeah. Mercy.
Mercy is what Jesus showed when the thief on one side asked him not to the other thief, leave Jesus alone, for he did not do anything. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise.
And this word also shows strength is courage.
And we're asked not to be afraid, especially in all aspects of our life. And we need to turn to Jesus as our light and our hope.
Yes. How about hope?
Funny you mentioned that, Mariangela. It ties right in perfectly.
There you go.
Because our hope is in the resurrection.
That's what we lead to in Easter. And finally, rejoice.
We rejoice and we say, he is risen. He is risen indeed.
So amen to that.
That was a quick recap, basically, from the beginning of Lent to after, to Jesus on the resurrection. So there's a lot in the show we'd like to share with you. The next part we'd like to share with you is what we're asked to do and attend on Fridays during Lent. And you can do this on every Friday, is the Stations of the Cross.
And so the Stations of the Cross begins often with the opening scriptural reading. But we'll begin with an opening prayer. And this opening prayer is, Lord Jesus, help me to be open to your closeness and presence as I begin this journey to Calvary with you. Help me to find in your passion and death the strength to take up your cross and follow you. So the Stations allows us to go through 14. There's always usually 14 stations. And it's a reflection of Jesus's journey down the Via Dolorosa, right?
Yeah.
To his crucifection.
Yeah, and yeah. we actually did that walk in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, powerful,
and,
isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm not sure if anyone experienced that at World Youth Day when we did it in Toronto, the Way of the Cross.
Yeah, it was live.
So powerful. So when we hope that you can be a part of any Way of the Cross, be it during Lent, be it during the year. Very, very, you know, you could see how much Jesus loved us and he gave himself for us. So
yeah, I understand it. It used to be like we were required to do a pilgrimage to Holy Land, but now every day, nowadays, not everyone can make a pilgrimage to Holy Land. That's why it started now in every parish to do it where they are,
yeah,
the Stations of the Cross.
Yeah. And so before each meditation, we will say, we adore you, our Lord Jesus, and we praise you because by your Holy Cross, you have redeemed the world. And after we do the reading,
there's often a little prayer.
A short meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, there's a closing prayer. So we will start with the first station. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you
because by your Holy Cross, you have redeemed the world.
The first station. Pilate condemns Jesus to die.
Lord Jesus, often I judge others and fail to be understanding or loving. Help me to see the people in my life through your eyes, not the eyes of Pontius Pilate.
Heart of Jesus, desire of the everlasting goodness of God.
Pray for us.
The second station, Jesus accepts his cross. We adore you, O Lord, and
we praise you because by your Holy Cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, you embraced your cross to redeem the world. Help me to embrace the crosses in my life, the hardships, struggles, disappointments, pain. Only by recognizing my own weakness can I discover your strength.
Heart of Jesus, patient and most merciful.
Have mercy on us.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your Holy Cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, you know how often I fall trying to follow you, yet you are always there to lift me up. Help me always to trust in your loving care for me.
Heart of Jesus, fountain of life and holiness.
Have mercy on us.
The fourth station. Jesus meets his mother. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, your mother Mary's grief was surpassed by her love for you. So often you come to me and others, and their love gives me new life. Help me to see how often you love me through the people in my life.
Heart of Jesus, bruised for our offenses.
Pray for us.
Fifth station, Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, sometimes I am indifferent to the needs of others in my life. I even neglect those whom I love. Help me to see that loving others in the surest way to find you in my life.
Heart of Jesus, obedient to death.
Have mercy on us.
The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, at times I am afraid to reach out to others. I do nothing when I should act. I see nothing when I should speak out. Give me a deeper and more courageous faith. Help me to trust that you are with me.
Heart of Jesus, source of all consolations.
Have mercy on us. Seventh station, Jesus falls the second time.
We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, failure and disappointment sometimes lead me to despair. I hide behind my pride and self-pity, withdrawing from you and others. Give me the hope I need and help me never to be afraid to begin again.
Heart of Jesus, source of all consolation.
Have mercy on us. Eighth station.
Jesus speaks to the women. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, your great compassion for others overwhelms me. I feel petty and selfish when I think of you and the way you love. Help me to pour out my love that you might fill me with your love.
Heart of Jesus, our life and resurrection.
Pray for us.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, your failing strength makes me see how helpless I am. Without you, I can do nothing. Help me to rely on your strength to see how much I need you.
Heart of Jesus, our peace and reconciliation.
Have mercy on us. 10th station.
We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
The 10th station is Jesus is stripped of his garments. Lord Jesus, seeing you so cruelly humiliated makes me realize how I cling to my accomplishments, my possessions, my way. Help me to let go of those things in my life that prevent me from growing closer to you and others.
Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you.
Have mercy on us. 11th station.
Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, I can never doubt your great love for me. When I see you crucified, help me to see your cross at the great sign of your love for me.
Heart of Jesus, patient and most merciful.
Have mercy on us. 12th station.
Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, your broken and lifeless body calls me to deeper faith. You chose death, even death on the cross. Help me to see my crosses as ways of loving you.
Heart of Jesus, King and center of all hearts.
Have mercy on us. 13th station, Jesus is taken from the cross.
We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, seeing your body taken from the cross reminds me how fearful I am of letting go of my own life. I'm frightened when I think of being unimportant, useless, helpless. Help me to place my life in your hands.
Heart of Jesus, abode of justice and love.
Have mercy on us. 14th station.
We adore
Jesus is laid in the tomb.
We adore you, O Lord Jesus, and we praise you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Lord Jesus, when I see the great stone sealing your tomb, I feel alone and abandoned. Even though you sometimes seem distant or absent in my life, help me always to believe in your closeness and loving presence.
Heart of Jesus, burning furnace of love.
Have mercy on us.
So we've just done the 14 stations, and typically you can use a closing scripture prayer, and you can also have a closing prayer, which we will say right now.
Lord Jesus, help me to walk with you each day of my life, even to Calvary. The sorrow and joy, the pain and healings, the failure and triumphs of my life are truly small deaths and resurrection that help me to closeness with you. Help me, give me the faith and trust I need to walk with you always. Amen.
Amen. So we encourage you to be part of a Way of the Cross.
Especially during Good Friday.
Yeah, especially during Good Friday. And if you can follow, if there is a procession, like even within your church, like if they go like station to station, I just was recently at Manresa and we did it outside. It was a 2-day retreat. And I highly recommend if you know, want to take some time off, go there. And they always do the stations of the cross and you do it outside. It doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's cold, it's snow.
It's powerful.
Though. Yeah, powerful. And you feel like it's just like Jesus is talking to you. So please, you know, try to incorporate this in your prayer during, as we mentioned, during Lent or throughout the year.
And you can say the Station of the Cross really any time of the year because there are stations in every church, aren't there, with the depictions, images.
Yeah, you walk in and then you see them, like some churches are in metal, some are in wood, or some are outside, some are inside.
That's right.
And it's just so beautiful. And you could even do it yourself,
right?
Like if you know, I've seen people do it at the cathedral. They're walking around and I'm thinking, what
and
are they
meditating?
Saying? And then
it's
I realize they're walking station to station and then they're doing it.
It's a powerful reflection and prayer.
So at this time, we're going to take a musical break with a wonderful song that was, I think, the theme. The main song at World Youth Day, which was not that long ago, 20 years.
It's the Song of the Cross.
Song of the Cross. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you after the song and break is done. Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear friends. The next part of our show, we'll be talking about the cross. And in our signing of the cross, we declare our discipleship to the crucified one, Jesus. We remember forgiveness in the cross, how our sins were forgiven on the cross, and how our Lord addressed the Heavenly Father saying, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
We do not make the sign of the cross on ourselves in a silent manner, but we say with that, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each time we declare our faith in the Holy Trinity, who is one God forever to eternity. Amen. And in making the sign of the cross, we also declare our belief in incarnation and redemption. When we make the sign of a cross from upward to downward and from left side to right side, what we do is remember that God has come down from the heaven downward to our earth and transported us from left to right, the left side to the right side, from obscurity to light and from death to life. Isn't that powerful?
Very powerful.
Yeah.
So the church requires that not just a cross, but a crucifix be visible during the celebration of Mass to remind us of the sacrifice of Jesus on the altar of the cross, which is made present for us each time we celebrate the Holy Eucharist. A simple cross doesn't have the same visual or spiritual impact as a crucifix.
That's right, with the Jesus on it, right? And a crucifix, which from the Latin is cruci, fixi, meaning one fixed to the cross, is an image of Jesus on the cross, as distinct from just a bare, simple cross. And this representation of Jesus himself on the cross is referred to in English as the corpus, which in Latin means body.
So the Christian cross symbolizes the crucifixion and death of Jesus on the cross, which is especially commemorated on Good Friday. The Christian cross is the most common symbol of Christianity.
And how do you know a Catholic? Often when they're wearing a crucifix,
That's
how you distinguish them from just regular Christians. Yeah.
Yeah. So the cross itself is a symbol, is associated with Christianity, and it started as early as the second century.
Wow, it goes back way back when, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, because then it was a sign of torture and the suffering of Jesus, and a lot of the Christians were kind of like in hiding. Mm-hmm. So what they use is like the fish, the right. Jesus fish.
Right.
And so now if you see somebody driving around with a Jesus fish, you know that
they're a Christian.
Yeah, they're a Christian. So a little bit more about the cross that Jesus carried is that it weighed sometimes 75 to 100 pounds.
Wow, that's incredible that he was able to carry that weight.
You know, and speaking of the cross,
he was strong.
Yeah, you know, the cross and in Jesus' crucifixion, Jesus had to carry the cross. And the crucifixion probably started with the Persians, which is modern day Iran. And then the Romans did this as a practice to anyone who went against Rome. And it was a message to say, if you cross our path, if you want to be a thief, if you want to go against the Roman Empire, this is what is going to happen
to you.
To you.
Wow. That's brutal, isn't it?
Right. So Jesus, he suffered so much. When he did the way of the cross, the Via della Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story I'd like to share. When we were there, we did the first seven stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then station seven, we did Mass.
That's right, in a little chapel.
Little chapel, and the door opened, and we did Mass. And I think the last eight of the stations are in the Holy Sepulchre.
That's right.
So we went and we did Mass. And then at the end of Mass, the priest asked us to close our eyes and to think that we were there.
Back in Jesus's time.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago. And what did you experience, Mariangela?
I was trying to just picture myself during that time, really.
You know, there was back then and even 2,000 years ago and when we went, there was people screaming, hustling mm-hmm. and bustling. And, you know, Jesus was doing the way of the cross and people were still going about their business. But
in that chapel, I found it to be quite like quiet.
Yeah, it was quiet, especially when the priest asked us, please put yourself in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we both heard some kind of a dragging noise, like something was going, and it just brought us
it was
to
a bit faint, but yeah.
Yeah, but we could hear it, and mm-hmm. we just imagined that Jesus was passing by.
That's right.
And
dragging
the cross right by us. Mm-hmm. And we were like, just like, oh my Lord, my God, my salvation.
Goodness,
like what you did for us. Right?
Incredible.
So if you ever get a chance to go to the Holy Land and spend time in Jerusalem, please do the Way of the Cross. So what we're going to share now is what happened now that we're into the Easter season, we're going to talk a little bit about the
resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus. After Jesus died on the cross, you know, he died and, you know, he rose from the dead.
Mm-hmm. So, to save us.
To save us. So some of the words in the resurrection season, right? Or mm-hmm. the Easter season,
yes.
Right? Are some of these words we're going to share with you now.
They're powerful and splendid words, aren't they?
Yes.
So a word is glorious. Magnificent.
Eternal Lord, triumphant.
Silence, celebration, overjoyed. Heavenly.
Venerable. Freedom. Renewal. Resurrection. Restoration.
Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Amazing. Compassionate.
Holy, omnipotent, quintessential, sovereign, and beautiful. We give thanks to you, Lord. When we were walking in darkness, you were there. When we were kneeling in weakness, you were there. When we drew near feeling worthless, you were there. When we were needing forgiveness, you were there. When we were searching for your grace, you were there in the resurrection.
God is always there, isn't he?
Yeah, it's so true. Even in the dark times, we say, where is God? Where is God? Like, you know, and we say, well, Jesus is in... He's in the mess, right?
Yes.
He's with us in the mess,
yes,
especially
indeed.
In the resurrection.
We don't realize that he's always there, though. He is always there.
So a little bit about the resurrection. What does our Catholic Church say about the resurrection?
Well, our belief is that through death and resurrection of Jesus, sinful humans can be reconciled to God and therefore are offered salvation and the promise of eternal life in heaven. So we believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
So we take a moment and we ask our dear listeners, what does the resurrection mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Have a thought, take some time after the program, maybe tonight or tomorrow, and think about what it means to you. So why is the crucifixion and resurrection so important?
Well, we believe that Jesus truly defeated death by ascending to heaven after his resurrection, and it celebrates God's raising his son, Jesus, from the dead, which for us symbolizes Jesus' destruction of power of sin and afterlife in heaven. Mm. And
So I have a question, Maranja, and you can only give me one word answer. Okay. What is the message of the resurrection of Jesus?
I would say hope.
Fantastic answer. What does the resurrection of Jesus teach us?
It teaches us many things. And well, belief in the resurrection is very important to us because the resurrection shows that Jesus defeated death, and it's seen as proof of life after death. The resurrection also proves God's omnipotence and omnibenevolence. Okay, now we move on to some quotes about the resurrection, quotes from the Bible.
So we will go back to the Old Testament. In the book of Isaiah, it says, "He shall swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from our faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all earth. The Lord has spoken."
Wow.
And another one from Isaiah, Isaiah 26:19, "But your dead will live. Lord, their bodies will rise. Let those who dwell in the dust wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead."
So even in the Old Testament, they were talking about life after death, right? And from the New Testament is the following quote or passage from John. "Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?'" So let's put that out to our listeners. Do you believe? And another passage comes from Matthew. "We are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified. And on the third day, he will be raised to life." Amen.
Very powerful, Mary Angela. So we ask the listener to take time to, you know, we've asked, what does the resurrection mean to you? And now that the resurrection has happened and Lent is over, right? Do we go back to what we were doing, or do we continue to be closer to the risen Lord?
Hopefully the practices that you've had put in place during Lent continues, right, throughout, and continues so that you can continue that closeness with Christ.
And you can do your prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. You can do your retreats. You can do your Stations of the Cross the whole year.
Anytime, yeah. Right? Anytime.
It's just more special during Lent.
Mm-hmm. It gives us a time to focus on it, right?
Yeah, and that's what we asked last month, is the key to a really good Lent is, what is holding us back to the Lord, right? What's the one thing, you know, is it not really chocolates or wine or and stuff like that, right? It's like, what is the one, as Henry Nouwen says, what is the one necessary thing? I spoke to you, I was at the retreat, and Father Michael Knox said, what is the roadblock? Right? What is stopping us?
Maybe there's distractions in your life.
Yeah. And he brought up the story of Ebenezer Scrooge, about he had these chains of, in his life, right? Like they were the past of all the money that he kept for himself and he didn't share. And so because of him holding on and hoarding, that was his roadblock. So we ask, you know, not just during Lent, but throughout the year, to break those chains, to break down the wall, and to get closer to our risen Lord.
Yeah.
So what does the resurrection confirm?
So the resurrection confirms Jesus Christ's identity as the divine Messiah, Savior, and Lord. What it does is it proves Jesus to be who he is, or who he said he was. And in his resurrection, Jesus Christ permanently identified with humanity and became the God-man forever. By the resurrection, God the Father vindicates Jesus' redemptive mission and message. Jesus' resurrection confirms his words as true. And Jesus' resurrection from the dead involved all three members of the Trinity. And the Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The resurrection provides hope, purpose, meaning, and confidence in the presence of death. So we come to the time when we'd like to share with you the power words.
Oh, the power words.
In when we believe that Jesus is risen, we can affirm these statements.
The I am and the I will statements?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the I am statements. So I am alive. I am passionate. I am grateful. I am a winner. I am courageous. I am hopeful. I am joy. I am patient.
I am mindful. I am enthused. I am positive. I am protected in the Lord. I am truly blessed, and I am awake. Now we move to the I will statements. With the belief that Jesus is our risen Lord, I will be at peace. I will be humble. I will be healthy.
I will follow. I will laugh. I will overcome anything that comes in my way. I will be still. I will commit. I will cope. I will encourage. One of my favorites, I will be victorious.
You can say that again.
I will do this. I will triumph and I will forgive.
Wow, very powerful. So Jesus is the resurrection and life. All powerful in heaven and earth has been given to him, says in Matthew. I pray that the eyes of your heart will be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which God has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance of his holy people, and how the great power and joy it is when we believe that he is our risen Lord.
And that power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. That's from Ephesians.
Wow.
So God is kind of like everything.
Yeah. After that, we need to really take a break, right?
Yeah.
It was just like sometimes we share so much, and we encourage you that because this show is repeated every
throughout
Thursday.
The month, yeah.
Yeah, and every Thursday at 9 and Saturdays at 2, maybe give a second listen because there might be something that comes out that you didn't hear the first time.
Yeah. And we try to do that throughout, and we find something more and more interesting each time we listen to it.
Yeah. So a couple more quotes about the resurrection is from Peter. Praise be to Jesus. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus.
And from Romans is this passage. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Jesus was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And from 1 Peter, through him you believed in God, you raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. and from 1 John, and this is what he promised us, eternal life, and eternal life forever.
And from Romans, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God in the same way. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
So we are dead to sin, but alive in life. We are alive in life to Jesus. Okay, now we move on to looking at where did Jesus appear post-resurrection and who did he appear to? Well, we see his appearance to Mary Magdalene at the tomb alone early on Sunday that Jesus rose from the dead. And Mary was at the tomb early that day that Jesus was resurrected, and he sees that the stone pulled away to the entrance of the tomb, and she runs and finds Peter and John. So he appears to her. Who else does he appear to?
Well, Jesus appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Jesus also appeared to the 10 disciples when Thomas was missing. Jesus also appeared. Where else did he appear, Mary Angela?
Well, he also appeared to other women as they returned from the tomb. So not only Mary Magdalene, but to other women.
And then after that, Jesus appeared to the 11 disciples when he said to them, Shalom, and he breathed the Holy Spirit. And he asked Thomas to put his finger, you know, into the holes. And just as we heard in the song that we heard not too long ago, Thomas said, my Lord, my God, my salvation, because he believed, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where else was there a post-resurrection appearance?
Well, he also appeared to 7 disciples fishing at the Sea of Tiberias and to the 11 disciples at an appointment placed on a mountain in Galilee.
So they were all worried that Jesus was gone. They're never going to see him again. But Jesus came back, mm-hmm. and he told them, I will never leave you. I will
That's
leave you
right.
with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right? And then he had a couple more appearances. One of the final two is that to the apostles as they watched Jesus ascend into heaven, and then to Saul, who changed his name to the Apostle Paul, on the road to Damascus.
So that's one of the most powerful moments,
yeah,
isn't it?
When you hear people say, I had a Damascus moment or a conversion moment, it was then when Jesus knocked Saul
right off
the horse. And he goes, why? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Right?
Mm.
And he came down to give a message.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we don't get that message, it's going to be too late.
That's right. That's right.
So in the resurrection, there are some things that happen to us.
Many changes.
Many changes.
A transformation.
A conversion because of what we, you know, went
experience.
Through.
Experience, yeah.
Yeah. And what this show is all about, the first change that happens.
Is that we live with joy. And what is joy? Well, joy is a deep down gladness that can't be taken away, even in the midst of sorrow. So the passion and resurrection of Jesus, what it teaches us is that suffering is transformed through faith in the risen Christ. And with this faith, we're able to hold on to an enduring and longing sense of joy, even in the midst of sadness that we may experience. It could be that we experience this from the loss of a loved one or a failure to achieve an important goal or a setback. But we can experience this joy in the resurrection of the Lord, right?
We also live without fear. The resurrection teaches us that God can overcome anything, even death. When the risen Christ appears to the women at the tomb and later to his disciples, his first words are, "Do not be afraid," which were the same words as St. John Paul II, "Do not be afraid." So these words speak to our hearts, helping us cope with fear from the loss of a job, a serious illness, or a crumbling relationship. Our faith allows us to, and here's the big insight word, our faith allows us to trust that God can overcome our most serious problems.
We must always trust in the Lord. And one of the last ways that it changes, what the resurrection changes, is that we live with new eyes. So Easter means to live with a new, a sense of newness. So just as the return of spring lifts our spirits and makes us feel like the whole world is new, well, the resurrection of Jesus makes all things new. The Easter spirit is a spirit of renewal that enables us to show up at work with a positive attitude, to renew relationships that have been taken for granted, and to express appreciation and affection to those closest to us. It means to see the world through new eyes, and the eyes of God's eyes, in fact. So we can use the next 50 days after Easter, so the Easter 50 days, to cultivate an Easter spirit that enables us to be truly Christian. How? By embracing joy, living without fear, and seeing the world new again, as if we are seeing it for the first time. Isn't that nice?
And what I also learned on the retreat, all these wonderful words that just Miranda just shared with us, is we just need to make time with the Lord, quiet time. We can maybe try and do some contemplative prayer, putting ourselves in the actual scene
right.
with Jesus, right? And Jesus in the resurrection. Like, what if we were the disciples from Emmaus? So just something to consider. So where has the time gone, Mariangela?
Where has it gone?
It's just flown right by. It's just so much joy to talk about.
That's right.
You know, our Lenten journey to Easter to the resurrection. So we will close with a reflection prayer from Joyce Rupp. So they left the tomb quickly with great joy, and they ran to tell his disciples.
Risen one, bringer of joy, plant the seeds of great gladness deep in the soil of my being. May I enjoy life, begin each day with enthusiasm, and become ever more aware of you.
And the women came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him.
Risen one, beloved, draw me nearer to you. I offer you my love and devotion. I embrace you and bow to your beauty. May I commit my life entirely, ever more fully to you.
Mary Magdalene went out and told those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. But when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they would not believe.
Risen one, truth bringer, open my heart to hear your voice. May I listen deeply even when tears of sorrow moisten my heart. Erase my resistance to the surprising ways you choose to enter my life.
They found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
Risen one, tomb opener, you are the power I need. Roll away the stones of unloving. Push back the rocks of discontent. Shove aside the boulders of worry. Untomb me and set me free.
Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how we told you while you were still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words.
Risen one, carrier of memories, you have revealed many things to me through events and people in the pages of scripture and in the quiet of my heart. Carry me back to savor your revelations.
But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened.
Risen one, source of amazement, I run to the tomb of life. I hurry to see for myself. When I look with eyes of faith, I am amazed at what I find. that which seems dead and forsaken fills with wisdom and teachings for my life.
Jesus himself came near and went with them. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?"
Risen one, full of compassion, you are with me as I walk the continuing road of sorrow and joy. You listen to my longing. You fill me with the strength of your loving nearness.
He walked ahead as if he were going on, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us." So he went in to stay with them.
Risen one, trusted companion, I desire to be with you. Stay with me. Your presence nourishes my hunger. Your love feeds my desire for goodness. Stay with me. Stay with me.
Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread.
Risen one, sacred teacher, you send me forth with blessing. You bid me tell the powerful story of your risen life. May I tell this story again and again through the witness of my life, by the quality of my love, and by the courage of my words.
All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
Risen one, core of community, whenever we gather, you are with us. Whenever we gather, the ancestors are near. Whenever we gather, you make of our hearts one heart. Risen one, we welcome you into our midst. Amen.
So he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for being part of our journey through Lent, Easter, and the resurrection.
The time has flown by, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed our show again.
And we hope to talk to you soon in May, when we will talk to you more about our faith and
about joy.
Joy and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So see you soon. God bless.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.